We expand it for him, it be made easy for him, barakat comes in there for him. What he can do with that wealth Allah Pak gives him will be much, much more. And the person that wishes that his footsteps remain on this earth, in other words, his lifespan will be increased, and not only be increased, but it will be increased such that people will take benefit from him on this earth. وَيُنْسَوْ لَوْ فِي أَثَرِهِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ. One simple prescription is this person should go out of his way to maintain family ties. So this family ties is such a thing that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other hadith we did, that as far as the parents are concerned, the ayat of the Quran, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهُ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. When it comes to parents, Allah uses the word ihsan. That be very kind to them, be very good to them. Go out of your way to take care of all their considerations. When we talk of all consideration, one is their physical welfare, the welfare of the parents physically. Something else that troubles many people today, psychologically they're worried, they're stressed about the children. What are their children doing? Especially when it comes to weekends, Saturday nights, etc. They don't know where the children is. And the parents can't sleep till late at night waiting for their child. So a person, when he takes ihsan on his parents, he is careful also of the psychological welfare. Don't even cause that little bit of inconvenience to my parents. Example we gave of one of my ustads, that when his family people were moving out of the house, and he said that he seen that the parents were a little bit worried, just a little bit anxious, what if all the children move out of the house, who is going to look after us? So immediately he went up to his parents and told them that I've made a decision that for 40 years I won't move out of this house. He said immediately he could see now they were relaxed, that they realized, because they were old, they realized now at least somebody will be there for them. So even to take care of the psychological welfare of the parents is very important. And ulama explained why Allah Pak has kept so much of importance, that immediately after the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes the kindness to parents. وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. After Allah Pak says that do not worship anybody besides Allah, immediately وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Another ayat Allah says أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ, that be grateful to me. And immediately after that Allah is saying that be grateful to your parents. Ulama explained is because the haqiqi wujud, the reason that we are all here is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the zahir wujud, the apparent reason, is because of our parents, and they are bringing us up and taking care of that. Allah wishes and Allah likes us so much that He wants a person also to appreciate even that zahir, that apparent reason that we are here. Even that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to appreciate and take care of. So anyway, the hadith that we're doing today, continuation. Sorry, the hadith that we did yesterday, and Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu qal, Laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, that person that reciprocates goodness, in other words, somebody showed him some kindness, somebody was good to him, and he is good to that person is not really maintaining family ties, because that person is just returning goodness. The real maintainer, walakin al-wasila alladhi idha qutiyat rahimu wasalaha. The real maintainer of family ties is that person whose family ties have been cut off. In other words, people are not maintaining it, they're not continuing with it. It's cut off, and this person goes and makes an effort to maintain their ties. He goes an extra mile, he takes out some time on a Sunday, on a weekend, or when he got some free time, or sometimes he doesn't have that time also, but he picks up the phone and he makes a call to some family person with the niyat that I'm trying to keep up family ties. And when it comes to family ties, there are two issues. Sometimes people go to extremes. That now, especially in this WhatsApp age, they create family groups where females and males are in that group. You've got to be very careful. When the hadith talks about family ties, it means within the precincts of Shariat. We have to be very careful that within the Shariat, how we maintain those people that are ghair mahram, we have to be very careful not keeping contact with them, etc. So in the name of family ties, that is one extreme where people keep contact with ghair mahram. This is not correct. What is meant by this is this person keeps contact with his mahrams, he visits his family, etc., within the requirements of Shariat. Today's hadith, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ar-Rahimu mu'allakatum bil-arsh. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that family ties is suspended by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqul, man wasalani wasalahu Allah, wa man qata'ani qata'ahu Allah. And it says that, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person that joins me, you join him to your rahmat, you join him to your mercy, you join him to your benevolence, you join him to your fazl. That person who maintains me, you join him to all these things. وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَطَعَهُ اللَّهُ. And that person that cuts me off, that person that severs family ties, Allah, you sever him from your mercy, from your rahmat, from your benevolence, your fazl, etc. So this is the dua. Obviously the explanation we gave before this in the hadith, that it doesn't necessarily mean that family ties has a physical form, but this was an expression used to show us how close this is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that this is suspended by the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is very, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and trying to see how we can mend family ties, keep up family ties, take up some time. In the old days, it was a normal practice if a person was traveling and from, for example, from Durban to Johannesburg, just to make salam, meet that person for a few minutes, take du'as, etc., and they would continue. But it wasn't such that a person would just overlook. Nowadays, people, even the close families, the khalas, the mother's sisters, the father's brothers, etc., they only meet sometimes Eid day, and sometimes even not even on Eid day also. So we should take our time, make it a point. This is something that is extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to maintain family ties for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.